And thank you for joining us tonight. I'm Marnie Hughes.
I'm Nicole Burley. Joe and Rob are off. We do begin with breaking news from the nation's capital. A historic impeachment trial against former President Trump is set.
House leaders delivering the single charge of incitement of insurrection to the Senate within the last hour, setting into motion the second trial of its kind in just over a year. We want to get right to News Nation correspondent Joe Khalil. He is live for us in the nation's capital tonight with the very latest. Joe.
Yeah, and this is a different process than what we've seen in the past. So the trial in earnest of President Trump in the Senate isn't set to begin until February. But what you've just seen now is the first important step in this unprecedented second impeachment trial. And that step today started as the group of impeachment managers, as we just saw, walked that one single article of impeachment, along with the sergeant at arms and the House clerk, over to the U.S. Senate. They walked through the Capitol from the House chamber through statuary Hall to the other side of the building, and again, they delivered that article. Now, the group of managers led by Congressman Jamie Raskin from Maryland, who helped write the article, charging the former president with inciting an insurrection. He read it aloud tonight in the U.S. Senate, basically laying out the case to convict President Trump.
In violation of his constitutional duty to take care that the laws be faithfully executed, Donald John Trump engaged in high crimes and misdemeanors by inciting violence against the government of the United States.
We'll duly notify the House.
Yeah, now, senators from both parties have agreed to delay the trial until the week of February 8th. So that delay may have an impact on how some senators ultimately vote on the impeachment question. Remember, Democrats will need 17 Republican senators to join them in order to convict President Trump. But Republicans are already questioning the need for a trial at all, and whether it's even constitutional at this point.
Used to be when you lost an election, that was sort of punishment enough from a political standpoint, but this feels very vindictive. It feels like they're just trying to kick the president on the way out.
So in addition to Republican senators now questioning, you know, whether it's constitutional, there's also another element here. We found out that the Chief Justice of the Supreme Court, John Roberts, is not going to be presiding over this impeachment trial. Now, by the Constitution, he has to preside over all impeachment trials of sitting presidents, but there's no such requirement for former presidents. So that there was another question mark into this, and again, further Republicans questioning why this is happening at all. Instead of the Chief Justice, Democrat Senator Pat Leahy, who is the longest serving Senate member right now, is going to be presiding. He's going to take a special oath for impartiality before that actually happens. Reporting live tonight in Washington, D.C., Joe Khalil, News Nation.